Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. The president is
back. Never let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
Does that remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready. Welcome again to Esprit.net News. I'm your host, Jerome. If this is your first time here, this is where you get a week's worth of news in just one setting. On this program, Russia tried to delete or alter voter data during cyber attacks that affected virtually every state before the election. The Great Lakes are set to reach the highest water levels in decades. Gender-bending chemical BPA is still in 40% of canned goods, according to a new study, and electric cars will soon charge on the move after engineers managed to wirelessly transfer electricity between two moving objects that were 3 feet apart. If you want to go look this up, look at the Tesla experiment. I think this was done before. And we have This Week in Court and much more, but I just want to remind you, listen to Esprit.net News. Now, if this is your first time joining us, you know, you can always check us out in the archives with, according to my girl, Lucy Abreu, with news you can use. You can always go to espritradio.soulofsyracuse.com and check out some of our news stories in the archives. I'm sure there's something on there that you have never heard before. You know, we try to make sure we can do that. Now, our first story, this past May was the second hottest year on record. That's according to new data from NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies. Now, they said that it was cooler only than May of 2016, which was the hottest in 137 years. So we're right behind that one. So here we go. All right, now the Great Lakes are getting greater, according to forecasters. They're saying that they're set to reach the highest water level in decades. Now, the wet spring season could mean summer water levels for the Great Lakes could be higher than normal and above last year's mark through early fall. That's according to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. If you don't know anything about the Great Lakes is fresh water. So one-third of the world's fresh drinking water is in the northeast United States, the Great Lakes area. There's a lot of springs and all that good stuff. So there you have it. Now the water water levels are higher, are the highest in decades. So if you're getting droughts down in the south or in the west, remember the water is in the east. Look to the east. All right, now it was a championship to be proud of after the Warriors made one of the greatest playoff runs of all time to win the title for the second time in 3 years. They went on a 15-1 postseason with sweeps of the first three rounds before they beat the Cleveland Cavaliers in five games in the final. So they were about 94.1%. That is the best ever. They almost, they could have hung in there for one more game because it never happened. Well, no one's ever, you know, gone 15-1 either. So there you have it. And I want to say that, Kevin Durant was the MVP for the finals also as well. So shout out to them. And it was good to see Hammer hanging out with the mayor and, you know, E-40, all of those guys that they took pride in at Golden State, which is in Oakland now, taking pride in the win because they will be moving to a facility that's near San Francisco or in San Francisco, from what I understand. So congratulations again to the Golden State Warriors for the win, although I'm still much respect to LeBron, who had triple-doubles in all of the finals games, and that has never been done as well. So the kid, as a individual performance, still had probably the greatest performance in NBA's finals history, along with Kevin Durant, who broke a record. He had more than 35 points, and he averaged about 35 points in all of the games. So wasn't nothing you could do with that. Just Golden State was just a little too much for Cleveland. I just wanted to say that for the record. Now, I want everybody to listen to Esprinet News. You can call in and join us at 909-265-9189. If this is your first time calling, you can always hit 1 on the line to join into the show. I may bring you in. I want to say hey to everyone who's joined us and everyone in the chat room. If, you want to catch us in the archives, it is soulofsyracuse.com if you want to check out some of our archived shows, or you want to send us a story, have something that you want us to talk about. You can also email us at news@soulofsyracuse.com, and we will pick it off there. Also, before I go any farther, I just want to make sure that I, kind of cover. Really don't know where to put this news story, but, in the world. No, matter of fact, I'm going to save it until I get to the Russian news stories, to all of that stuff. So we'll wait till we get later in the show. Now, American Nuclear War Warning System, the DEFCON system, DEFCON 1, 2, and 3, for you older kids who watched the war games, they said that there's no imminent nuclear threat to the U.S. despite North Korea's long-range missile threats, and they are downgraded to our DEFCON levels. So, DEFCON 1, let me think how this goes. Yeah, DEFCON 1 is emergency, and DEFCON 5 is the lowest, and I think they just downgraded us. So I think we're at a 4 or 5 on our DEFCON, so hey. There's no real nuclear threat out there at the moment. Now, the outbreak of Legionnaires' disease across the U.S. Has started popping up. New figures were released, and they show that there's a 450% increase in cases over the last 15 years. Now, cases of Legionnaires' disease have been reported throughout the United States for the past few weeks. Outbreaks were found in Las Vegas, New York, and Florida. All right. The U.S. Coast Guard offloaded 18 tons of cocaine in San Diego after seizing the drugs in international waters near Central and South America. So, the Coast Guard is bringing drugs into the country. I don't know what they do with that stuff, by the way, but it seems like they just helped somebody import 18 tons of drugs in the – that's my cynical self They just brought in 18 tons of drugs into the U.S. That would be the Coast Guard, under the guise of seizing the drugs in international waters. Didn't know we had jurisdiction in international waters as well. Now, Fiat Chrysler is recalling 297,000 minivans in the U.S. and Canada because the driver's front airbags can inflate unexpectedly. So the recall covers the Dodge Grand Caravans from 2011 and 2012. So get your car checked out. The BMW Motorrad Concept Link has a touchscreen dashboard and can be connected to the rider's online calendar so it knows where they want to go. Now, this new motorbike, because it's a bike, the seat actually adjusts to the size of the person's rear when they get on the bike. So I guess it will expand or contract. I don't know, but it's a concept bike from BMW. So if you buy the bike, it will adjust to you. You don't have to adjust to it. I guess that's the more of that story. Now, 40% of canned food still contains BPA, which is a gender-bending chemical. That's according to a new U.S. study. The toxin has been linked to obesity, cancer, and birth defects. BPA was found in canned foods, although the chemical has been banned from baby products and plastic water bottles because of its toxins. Now, the chemical, which is used in tin lining, is so-called gender bending because it is linked to breast growth in men. So you will have a hormone problem if you're getting a lot of BPA as guys. It's probably related to having a lot of estrogen, I guess. But the new Center for Environmental Health report warns that low-income people are most at risk from these harmful side effects, because more than half of the cans were found in dollar stores. They concluded that 38% of cans on shelves at stores such as Kroger, Safeway, and dollar stores contain the chemical. While this is an improvement, that's down from the 67% 2 years ago. Experts are still worrying that these numbers pose a danger to the public, and the numbers are still too high. So they're at 40% now. 2 years ago, it was at 67%, but this is causing men to have breasts and some other things. They said obesity, cancer, and some other things. That's according to this report. So don't call me. All right. Now, Ballou High School in Southeast D.C., if you don't know, that's Washington, D.C., held its graduation this week, and each of its 170 students across the stage received a college acceptance letter. It's the first for the Southeast D.C. public school. In May, nearly 200 D.C. public school teachers quit their jobs since August, and Ballou had lost a quarter of his staff. Now, their senior class dedicated last spring that they all were going to apply to college, and the school's principal said that another 20 students will graduate in August, but all 170 received college acceptance letters. So there you go for public schools, and I don't know what we want to say to that woman at the whatever Department of Education, but apparently public schools can can educate. Just wanted to put that out there so that you knew what was going on. All right. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe won a significant victory this week in its fight to protect tribal drinking water and ancestral lands from the Dakota Access Pipeline. Now, a federal judge ruled that the federal permits authorizing the pipeline to cross the Missouri River just upstream of the Standing Rock Reservation, which were hastily issued by the Trump administration days after the inauguration. They violated laws in certain critical aspects, is what the judge ruled. This is a major victory for the tribe, and we commend the courts for upholding the law and doing the right thing, said a Standing Rock Sioux chairman, David Amubach II, in a recent statement. The previous administration painstakingly considered the impact of this pipeline, and Trump hastily dismissed this careful environmental consideration in favor of political and personal interest. They said that we applaud the courts for protecting our lands and regulations from undue political influence, and will ask the court to shut down the pipeline operations immediately. That is coming from the Standing Rock Sioux chairman. That's a statement that he released this week. And also, there's been talk about the Senate Republicans coming out with their own version of health care. Now, what's being reported is that they still don't have enough votes, but they're still working their way through creating some kind of counter to the health care proposal, you know, that loses almost 30 million people's health, gets them kicked off of health insurance. And with no input from the Democrats or any public hearings. So, you know, there's Mitch McConnell who says, hey, the Obama administration rammed this through. Well, if you want to know what rammed through is, it took them 11 months and 12 hearings, 12 public hearings, discussions. These guys had it for about a month, and they are trying to ram that down people's throats, and they just want to bring it up for vote. So, you know, just in case you hear that argument, when someone says that the Obama administration rammed something through, yeah, it took them about a year to do. These guys are going to take about, you know, want 30 days to throw something on the people that affects, I guess, about 1/6 the economy. Yeah, good luck with that. New York State has passed legislation that will overturn an 88-year-old law that allows children as young as 14 to marry. Now, the bill must be signed by Governor Andrew Cuomo, who has made it a priority. Lawmakers in the state, which already, on the side, has legalized medical marijuana, they're opposed to add menstrual cramps to the list of conditions that warrant the taking of marijuana. So, you know, that's what's going on in New York State. Passed legislation to overturn a law that allows children to get married at 14, and they are they legalize marijuana and want to add menstrual cramps as a condition that warrants having, you know, a license to smoke, or I guess you get a license. Yeah, get a license to smoke medical marijuana. I couldn't even say it. Okay. Now, the head of Michigan's health department is charged with involuntary manslaughter in the Flint water crisis. Now, the head of Michigan's health department, Nick Lyon, was charged with involuntary manslaughter on Wednesday after failing to give proper warning to Flint's lead-contaminated water. Now, there are other officials that are actually being brought up on charges, but I guess they want to start with this guy who's the head of the department, the head of their health department, because they're all kind of complicit in this cover-up and misleading. So there's other people who are coming down the pike who have been named, by the way. I'm just not naming them on the show. Just would be a really long list at the moment. It's about five. Hey, we're going to see where this is going to go and make sure that we keep on top of that story as well. U.S. has arrested nearly 200 Iraqis in a deportation sweep over the last 3 weeks. So U.S. immigration authorities have arrested and moved to deport 199 Iraqi immigrants, mostly from the Detroit area, in the last 3 weeks. So I don't know where they all came from, but apparently Detroit has they have 199 less Iraqi citizens who live there. Don't know what that's all about. Russia tried to delete or alter voter data during their cyber attacks that affected virtually every state before the election. Now, Kremlin hackers got into the databases and software systems of 39 states, twice as many as the government said previously. And in Illinois, the attackers tried to delete and make changes to voter data. Now, as we talk about this, you know, collusion and all this other stuff with the Russians, this is actually something that we know happened. So, you know, this will lead to the Senate's overwhelming passing of a new sanctions to punish Russia for those election meddling attempts or what they did. The Senate overwhelmingly passed 98-2 vote, And Trump would need to get an okay from Congress to lift these new sanctions. So the Senate on Thursday passed overwhelmingly these tough sanctions on Russia and Iran, sending the House a bill that would prevent the president from unilaterally easing the penalties against Moscow. And we don't know how that's going to go, but even if the president vetoes it, at 98%, they're going to be able to override the veto. So there you have it on the Russian front for Trump. Not going to be able to do it. An American lobbyist for Russia interests who helped craft an important foreign policy speech for Donald Trump has confirmed that he attended two dinners hosted by Jeff Sessions during the 2016 campaign. Now, apparently, this contradicts the Attorney General's sworn testimony that he gave this week. Now, Sessions testified under oath on Tuesday that he did not believe that he had any contacts with lobbyists working for Russian interests over the course of Trump's campaign. But Richard Burt, a former ambassador to Germany during the Reagan administration, who has represented Russian interests in Washington, told The Guardian that he could confirm previous media reports that stated that he had contacts with Sessions at that time. So you know where this is going. Sessions, who had recused himself in the Russian investigation, now has a lobbyist say, yeah, I wrote the piece that was in the party's platform to ease up on Russia or the Ukraine, and I attended two dinners hosted by Jeff Sessions. Now, he can easily say, we just sold regular tickets and I don't know who came. He could say that, or the lobbyist can probably tell us if he actually talked to Jeff Sessions. So, you know, while we're on our Russian stories, I just thought I'd kind of add a little bit more in after getting all of this Russian news this week. Now, Trump told the Russians details of how the Israeli cyber spies got inside ISIS bomb-making cells and discovered their plans for laptop battery bombs. So when Trump met with Sergey Lavrov and Sergey Kislyov, he told the duo, I get great intel. I have people briefing me on great intel every day. Now, the contents of the intelligence is out. So, you know, when people say that there's fake news, there is some news that you can use because technically there is nothing that he can do about this. True news, and this is why we have an investigation, just in case you want to know. Now, Republican congressman says that Trump is partly to blame for the demons that have been unleashed and leading up to the baseball shooting. So Mark Sanford talked about the role of that Trump's rhetoric played in the hostility that led up to Wednesday shooting of some Capitol Police officers and a Republican representative, Scalise, at this Alexandria, Virginia baseball field. I know that everybody tries to spin that stuff backwards, but finally someone, I'm not patting him on the back for doing this, but call it what it is, Trump's been fanning the flames of crazy for the longest, so hey, he needs to take credit for that. He takes credit for other things that he didn't do, so he needs to take credit for the ones that he did. All right, now Microsoft releases Windows XP security updates as it warns of a destructive state-sponsored cyber attack. Now, Windows updates released globally last week are in response to elevated risk of cyber attacks by government organizations, is what the company said. So if you have a Microsoft product, go back and make sure your Windows update is on so you can get some added layer of security. There you have it. Netflix, for you guys who have Netflix, has doubled its U.S. user base over the past 5 years, and as a result, they have passed cable providers in the number of paid users for the first time. So cable companies, They have about 48 million subscribers, while Netflix has 50.9 million subscribers. They have just passed cable. I'm sorry to laugh, but it's hilarious because everybody's cable bill is going crazy. But there you go. Netflix is, I think that costs, it doesn't cost as much as cable. But anyway, people who are going to Netflix are saying bye to cable. That should be their next new commercial. All right. The University of Toronto has found that washing your hands to will cleanse your brain of old ideas. Now, this is a study, so take it for what it's worth, people. A team found that wiping away dirt rid you of ideas that linger from previous experiences. Now, they're just saying it's the repetitiveness of washing your hands. So for your germaphobes, it doesn't mean that it makes you smarter. It just means that it gives you time to contemplate. I think this is how I'm interpreting that study. But there you have it. I'm University of Toronto. I was trying to think of their mascot, but I don't know. So take it for what it's worth. Wash your hands and get rid of your old ideas. Rome's mayor says no more migrants can move into the city as a fight erupts over whether the influx of people should be housed in Italy. So Rome's mayor said she's challenging the center-left Italian government policy of distributing across the country thousands of migrants arriving in their southern ports each year. But, you know, Italy is, they have a negative birth rate. And being that they have a negative birth rate, they're attempting to give more people social services to increase their birth rate. But their birth rate from last year was a little bit stable because of the immigration. But the numbers were 675,000 people died in Italy last year, and only 460,000 were born. So the immigrant population is stabilizing their population, but they have a negative birth rate as well. And Rome mayor says, okay, we're done. We do not want any more new people coming in here. I guess that's what they're saying. Four people were injured in a shooting by an employee at a UPS facility in San Francisco on Wednesday morning. That's according to UPS. UPS spokesman told the Associated Press that he believes the shooter turned a gun on himself, but he didn't have any more information. So they're not releasing any information, but figure it was probably a disgruntled worker at a UPS facility. There was no other details at the time, so I didn't follow up on it. If you want to go check it out, check it out. Officials at an Arkansas County courthouse have decided to splash out, I guess is the word that they're using. They rolled out a new security camera system in order to put an end to their number one problem that plagues their buildings. Now, the Fed Up officials are saying that the new video equipment in their county courthouse in Jonesboro, Arkansas, will deter visitors from using the bathroom in an elevator. Now, maintenance workers say the problem has persisted for years, and even though restrooms are about 25 feet from the elevator, they actually have people on camera going into the elevator and then using the bathroom and then coming out of the elevator. I know. Glad Kathleen's not on at the moment. Hey, Kathleen, if you want to hit one and come on, that's fine, but had to get that disgusting story out of the way. Chandra Thompson turned herself in to Harris County Sheriff's Office in Texas last week. Thompson and her husband, Terry, have been accused, well, it's on tape, but they're accused of strangling John Hernandez, who's 24, outside of a Denny's branch in Sheldon, Texas, while his three-year-old daughter and wife begged them to stop. Now, a bystander recorded the death of this disturbing video, which shows Thompson holding Hernandez's arm with her knee and Terry mounting him and left him in a chokehold for several minutes until he apparently turned blue. So while this unfolded, the Hernandez wife and three-year-old daughter begged for Terry to be released. The little daughter was screaming, and according to the family attorney, Randall Killeen. But I'm not going to go into more. Sorry, it's a little bit more disturbing than that. But these were people who were, she was off duty, and they had no business touching him. So the wife should have went and hit that guy over the head because they had no right to even detain him. But here we go again in another one of those stories. Now, a trust fund kid has been accused of more than 200 counts of predatory sexual assault, rape, sex abuse, and unlawful surveillance. Now, Cameron McDermott, 31, recorded himself drugging, raping, and sexually assaulting two women at least 13 times at various apartments in Manhattan, then saved the videos on his computers, what police said. The videos were found along with hundreds of child images on his computer when his home was raided after he allegedly dressed up as a woman and urinated on a stranger. I don't know why I have disturbing stories, urination stories on the show today. Two women were assaulted, were not aware that they had been raped until the videos were uncovered, is what authorities say. So the videos were placed in a file named things like unconscious and the victim's name, in a folder marked undressing and the victim's name. There was a folder marked rape and then videos of him with unconscious women. But this guy is Cameron McDermott, 31. Some really rich kid in Manhattan did that. So I'm going to keep on that story. So, you know, check back with us for more details. But I'm not going to go into details of the crime, but we're going to see how the justice system treats that kid with his probably high-priced attorneys. I just want to remind you, listen to Esprinet News. You can call in and join us, 909-265-9189. I want to say hey to everyone that's on the line and everyone that's in the chat room. If you have any questions or comments on the show, of course, you can put your comments in the chat room. Not saying that I'm going to read them. You know, sometimes I get to be a little mean. Or you can send your comments to news@soulofsyracuse.com or your questions or news stories, and we may say them on the air. An Indiana female prison worker, 27, is facing felony charges after she gets pregnant from a mop closet encounter with an inmate. Now, Army Sergeant Amy Sutton is 27. She's facing misconduct charges after she became pregnant following an encounter allegedly with an inmate at a prison that she worked for in Indiana. So I didn't know you can get arrested for that. There you go. Now, if you don't know, just for your astrological pleasure, Jupiter is both the largest and oldest planet in our solar system. Now, ancient meteors suggest that the gas giant formed around 4.5 billion years ago, while previous models predicted that Jupiter formed relatively early. This is according to a study that was led by the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California. Now, it's the first to date the formation of Jupiter. So technically, we know jack about the solar system in detail. This is still just a guess or estimate. And just like, you know, medicine, we really don't know jack about how the body works. We just know how it's supposed to work. We don't know why it works. We just know that part. But there you have it, a new study on Jupiter, the oldest planet in our solar system. And they're saying that Jupiter is breaking up the has an influence on breaking up the solar system as well, from the Kuiper belt to the astral belt. So I won't bore you with my with the rest of that news story, although it's interesting to me. If you want to come in on a program, you can hit one on your line if you have any questions, or you can put them in the chat room. I'll talk about it till my head falls off. All right. Now, vitamin C and antibiotics could be up to 100 times more effective than drugs that kill cancer cells without side effects. Now, giving cancer cells and antibiotics followed, giving cancer cells and antibiotics followed by vitamin C effectively starves them off of their fuel, resulting into their death, this cancer cell's death, in the lab. That's according to researchers from the University of Salford, that is in England. But that's what they're saying, vitamin C and antibiotics. But also, you know, there are reports that soursop also is about 10,000 times more effective than chemotherapy. So soursop in the tea or the fruit. But that's according to reports that are also out there. Just doing the news, people. Now, low-cost Aldi's is to expand in the U.S. They're going to add about 850 stores in the next 5 years as the German grocery chain tries to battle with traditional traders like Walmart and Whole Foods on their home soil. Now, I don't know how big Whole Foods is. We don't have one in our area of New York. And we don't have a Walmart. Well, Walmart has grocery stores now. But we have a bunch of Aldi's in this area. But they're expanding 850 more stores. So the German grocery chain said on Sunday that it would invest $3.4 billion to expand a U.S. store base to 2,500 by 2022, raising the stakes for its rivals in a price war. So we're going to see how this works out. Aldi's is coming to a town near you if you don't already have them. But they're kind of a, who can I compare Aldi's to? I don't know. Can't compare them to anybody. But they're actually upgrading their stores. It's a generic store. It's a dollar store for grocery stores, but it's more than a dollar. Just try to help you out. Now, Candace is a man who's 71 who robbed a bank and waited for police to arrive, said that he'd rather be in prison than home with his wife. He is avoiding jail times after claiming that he was depressed. Now, Lawrence John Ripple said that he robbed a Kansas City, Kansas bank because he'd rather be in prison than home with his wife and blamed his actions on depression in court. So, again, this is in Kansas City, Kansas. If you rob a bank and tell them that you wanted to go to jail because you're depressed, apparently you can get no jail time for that. Now, I wouldn't try it, but that's what happened to this guy. All right, there's a company called Cam Soda. They have launched what's called LifeStream, and you know, it's a setup that lets the average person broadcast their lives 24/7. Now, it does not require any sex or nudity, but the firm says that they will pay participants $200 a month to have a camera in their house on 24/7. Now, I don't know if you have to have a camera all over your house. It doesn't specify. But if you can have it in the living room, they can see you watching the game, doing homework, whatever. But they don't care. $200 a month. It's called Cam Soda, and it's a company, and it's live stream. So they want to stream everybody's lives. So they're going to try to encourage, you know, hundreds of people just to have cameras in their house. I don't know how this is going to play, but let me go to the phone line and bring in Kamish. Kathleen, are you down? How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Ron?
I'm great. I'm well. You know, as I read that story, I kept thinking, what kind of sucker is going to fall for that? But, okay. I think there's one. I think somebody's going to fall for it, Kathleen. I'm just saying. Think about this. If somebody's going to pay you $200 to have a camera in your house, isn't that just like $200 off your rent? See what I'm saying? I'm just guessing.
Oh, God.
And I wonder if you have to tell, like, people visiting. Like, if someone comes to their house, do you have to actually tell them, okay, we're filming in here? Or if there's something against the law. That might be. Don't you have to tell them?
Just like how you're supposed to tell people that you're recording the phone conversation. But I know people don't tell me because they record me all the time. and I hear this, and I hear the song. Oh my gosh, yes. And I hear the song, beep, beep. Like, are you recording this conversation? Oh no, beep. Like, okay.
Yeah, you used to say, let me call you back. I'm gonna have to hear you start your recorder next time.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a mess. Now, you know, a woman whose husband died after falling into a deep fryer has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the grocery chain Publix. Now, again, he was cleaning the vent hood of a Publix in Georgia. And apparently, this is in June 2015, he fell into a fryer filled with hot cooking oil. Ooh. He had severe burns on his legs and died more than a week later. Yeah.
Aww.
I know. You know, they said he was standing on a thin metal cover over the fryer, unaware of the hazard, according to the lawsuit. And when it gave away, he suffered burns on his leg. I'm thinking, wouldn't it have been hot? I guess you wouldn't know. I mean, if you come in and it's cool already, you don't know that, you know, if you're the repair person, that they just covered the fryer. You don't know what they're covering. I don't know. That's a horrible
story. And he died wrong?
Yeah, he died about a week later. They didn't say the complications, but he died in the hospital.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and so since it's a wrongful death suit, you know, I am with them. You know, something needs to be said about that. You know, also in court, you know, Now, also in court, the Second Circuit Court revived a records action on Thursday that underpins Time Magazine's probe into Donald Trump's employment of undocumented construction workers. Now, they've been trying to bury this for the longest, I think, since he got the nomination for the presidency on the Republican Party. They've been suing them so that they couldn't get his records on his employees, and they just won. The Second Circuit just came out and said that they can move forward to get those records into the undocumented construction workers. Trump always, he does not like undocumented anything, but he will let them. He will let them work for him, so he don't have to pay him. But anyway,
exactly.
They're in court.
Well, we knew that all along. They've been saying it forever. So undocumented in the United States is one thing, and then
What do you mean? Platform, like
in China, where they make his suits is something entirely different.
They don't care.
Yeah,
they don't care if their sweatshops are going.
Sweatshops, thank you.
Sweat hogs. It's the same thing. Sweatshops. Same thing.
Yeah.
He has way too much court problems. And also today, you know, the Mike Pence just hired private counsel as well. You know, all these guys need private counsel. He what?
I was so happy to hear that, because I think when he did that, I said, Rome, I think I won this bet, because I told you there was a small out.
Oh yeah, no. He was running. He was running the campaign, so he kept saying, "Oh, I didn't know what was going on." And just like Sessions lied, because, in one of the earlier news stories, the lobbyist for Russia, he was a former German ambassador, he said that he went to two dinner parties with that Sessions had on behalf of the Trump campaign. We don't know if he talked to him, but if he testifies that, yep, I talked to him doing that, Sessions would have lied for another time to Congress. You know, I know people keep asking, what are they hiding? I bet you what comes out is more, is going to be worse than anybody could ever imagine. I can't.
Oh, yeah.
If they're, because they're lying about little stuff. So they're just trying to get everybody off of the trail. But whatever comes out, it is going to be bad. I have a really bad feeling about this now. Yeah. I didn't have it before.
What'd you say? No, I was going to say, and I keep saying that what's her name is involved too. Melania.
His daughter?
His wife.
Oh, his wife. Oh, yeah. I mean, she's Slovenian, so isn't that like one of the broken Soviet states? She's Russian, essentially. So I like the way, since it's not a part of Russia and they are their own state now, they don't say it, that she is a part of the USSR, the Soviet states before they broke up. So she technically is Russian. So, you know, I like the way they try to cover that up by saying he's married to a Russian woman. So technically, yeah, his ties are pretty deep in this. Now, at least 16 states have teamed up today to investigate whether pharmaceutical manufacturers have engaged in unlawful practices in marketing and sales for prescription opioids. So, you know, here we go. They're getting sued, but 16 states have teamed up to go against these guys. You have corporations getting people hooked on drugs on purpose for the sake of making money. And I don't know why they wouldn't have ever thought that that was going to be a problem.
Okay. Kind of like the United States then, which
Pretty much. One of the earlier stories was that the Coast Guard actually took 180 pounds of cocaine from a ship in international waters near Central and South America, but they brought it back here. Like, don't destroy it. Don't give it to the nearest country. Bring it back here. Now, I'm not implying anything about the Coast Guard and their ethics and what they're going to do with that 180 tons of cocaine, but why did they take it from international waters and bring it here?
Tons?
Yeah, doesn't that seem strange? Tons.
180 tons? How much is that?
Let me see, did they say? I don't think they actually said how much the value of that was.
Like $1 billion or more?
Yeah, you would think. It would have to be.
180 tons? Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was not 180, because that would be a billion. It is 18 tons. I did say 180.
Oh,
18 tons.
That's much better.
Well, I don't know how you get 180 tons to float, but that's a whole nother story. It was 18 tons. Yeah, I'm glad you caught that, because I would have thought about that later. Like, where do you put that? But
how
again,
can you put that,
they brought
that even right? Yeah,
they got it.
18 tons of cocaine. My God.
I guess. I'm thinking that they're shipping it. So technically, again, they found it in international waters near Central and South America, but they brought it back to San Diego. That's almost like saying, hey, let's bring this in so we can log it. there's something. They didn't say. You know, this might be that Donald Trump's fake news thing. They made up that they took it from somebody, and the Navy is just, or the Coast Guard is just bringing it in. I just thought I'd try that, see how that sounds. see how that sounds for the record. Now, also in court, you know, the estate of unarmed black motorist Terrence Crutcher is sued white Tulsa police officer Betty Shelby. Today, they sued Betty Shelby and the city. They claim that he was unnecessarily shot and killed without probable cause during a traffic stop of last year. So Kircher's family has yet to file a civil suit regarding the death, but their estate attorney is seeking an injunction ordering an independent investigation into the shooting by the Oklahoma Bureau of Investigations. He is also seeking actual damages for violation of his 4th and 14th Amendment rights, and he's hired external representation in Tulsa. This is even without the civil case. His estate is suing them. So this is what's in court. They just filed today. So
wow.
I want to put that out there. Yep. Now, three Kentucky residents who say that they have a legitimate and dire need for medical cannabis is claiming in court that they filed on Wednesday that Kentucky's law on marijuana possession and trafficking violates the state's own constitution. I don't know where it says it in the constitution, but they're seeking to invalidate the state's prohibition against the use of medical marijuana as well. So that's also in court. So I just wanted to throw out some court news while we're at it to say that these things are going on in the world, but we'll keep an eye on the rulings for those. I'm actually kind of one of those people who, you know, you always want to know what's coming down the pike. So
yes.
There you have it with that. Yes. Now, a former employee of at a school in Northeast Schenectady, New York, has been charged. It's Alexandria Culhane, who's 24, felony rape, sex act, after a month-long investigation with she slept with a 15-year-old special needs student in Schenectady Central Park. So she is been arrested. And, you know, okay, you're going to plug your ears on this. There's a crime against nature issue. A Michigan child sex offender who's 37 is accused of having a 2-year relationship with his pet. I'm not going to say what pet it was. Michael Sesbinger, 37, was arraigned on Tuesday, and I'm not going to do any more of that story because I have another bad one, so I need to get this one out. So we have that one, and another man with a long history of sexual abuse of horses was arrested again. He's been arrested like 4 times in the 80s. He was arrested in 97, and he was arrested again for assaulting horses. Now, he was released early. He had a 14-year sentence. It was later overturned by an appeals court, and they decided that he was not guilty by reason of mental disease and defect, and he was sent to a medical health facility. They let him out, and he did it again. So they're calling him in the Wisconsin papers because this happened in Wisconsin. He's a serial animal rapist is what they're calling him. I'm only saying that because the major media leaves out these 6 stories, but we need to know what's going on in this country because other countries do report this. And that's why they look at us like we're crazy, because we act like that stuff don't happen. All right. So Noah Sullivan, hey, do I have black or white on the board? Hold on. I'm just going to, because I have one for you here, Kathleen.
You did? Okay.
I have a black or white. I have a black or white for you, but I don't know if I have it on the board. Let's see. No. I'm going to have to put this back on the board. All right. So I guess I don't have to even tease this one at all. Noah Sullivan, Lincoln, 19, beat his mother, Cheryl Sullivan Lincoln, 57, in St. Petersburg, Florida, over a cheeseburger. He was charged with domestic battery after this 19-year-old fought his mother because of a cheeseburger. Okay. See, you can't even do black or white for that one, can you? I know what you're doing, Kathleen. You're picturing, again, Angela Bassett smoking a cigarette, waiting for the police to come after he burnt Wesley Snipes' car down.
Isn't that car with all his stuff in it, right? Yes,
I am. I knew what you were doing. Even when you heard the story, you're like, a 19-year-old put his hands on his mama. That's all you heard.
I'm sitting like her right now.
Yeah,
I'm sitting just like her right now.
You're just like, I'm not smoking a cigarette, but you're sitting there eating potato chips. Like, you got another, whatever.
I'm drinking a cup of tea.
Okay, cool.
And I'm like,
okay, either one works. All right. Man. All right, now, an American aerialist, you know, that famous Walinda family, you know, the acrobats, the people who walk on a tightrope across Niagara Falls and all that other stuff, their sister, who's 36, broke a world record today after dangling over a helicopter with her teeth. She was holding on to the thing with her teeth, and she was spinning over Niagara Falls, holding on to the rope with her teeth. I don't know if I want to say congratulations to her or just call her names. Like, I don't really know where this story is going. But since she broke a world record, I guess she did it for a reason. I think that reason is pretty doggone crazy. And but there you have it.
Okay. Wow.
I don't know what to say about that. Now, there's a study that's out that said that we judge others instantly based on their facial expressions and appearances, but this rarely matches their true personality. So an expert in human interaction from Princeton University in New Jersey has warned that making snap judgments when meeting someone could spoil your chances in finding a life partner. So if your first impression is that they are crazy, you might have to get to know the crazy person to find out that they're not crazy. I don't know if we needed a study for that, but apparently they're saying your first impression is always wrong. You know, I should take that on a field test. Like, see, let me think back. My first impression wrong?
I think you can do black or white on that.
Okay, yeah. That actually probably would work. Yeah, we probably do need a black or white on that because I'm thinking I don't like to misjudge my first impressions because you know what, I'm just gonna go with it. But I guess the report is saying you got to give people a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You're not buying that?
No.
Okay. Well, I was just checking. So if you're not buying it, you're not buying it. Now, okay.
No.
So. Kathleen is just not trying to hear me today. Are you sure you're not buying it, Kathleen? You're like, no.
Yes.
Okay,
I'm
well.
Sure.
Okay, well. All right. So, all right, so I'm going to let you. I always forget to ask you towards the end of the show that what news stories have crossed your path over the week, or something that you want to bring up? Because I try to skim past the most obvious stuff, and I do have it. But you know, what news story hit you this week that you think, we probably should talk about this?
Let me see. This isn't a news story. But I am interested in seeing the movie about Tupac.
Okay, see,
and
here's where psychic stuff comes in, because I was thinking All Eyes on Me when you said that. I'm thinking, you know what, we probably should talk about that because that comes out tomorrow. Uh-huh. That is newsworthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
I've seen all the reports where people are saying how he looks so much like Tupac, the actor that's playing Tupac in the movie.
Yeah, he really does.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to seeing that. I'm hoping that it is a Well, two things. I'm excited about the fact that there is a movie on him, All Eyes on Him. I'm really excited about that. I'm also hoping that it is going to be as great a representation as the New Edition story was, because I think that was done really well. And I'm hoping that, they get it right in this movie as well. It looks like it's going to be really powerful, so I'm looking forward to that. I think it's high time to have a story on him. And I'm praying that a lot of his genius is reflected in this story as well with his music, because Tupac truly was a genius. So looking forward to all of that. I really think he's unsung. We know how great he was, but losing him when we did, I just feel like there's a lot that we didn't get to know. And, because his life was tattered a lot with a lot of misfortune, I'm just really happy that his story is coming out, and I just pray that we've done him justice and reflect his genius in this show.
You know, I'm almost feeling like the people who actually did the show or who are doing this movie is doing it justice. One of the players from the Golden State Warriors, I think it's Jamel McGee. His last name is McGee. He actually helped finance this movie. And it's actually cool that somebody from Oakland, from the Oakland area, I know his mother paid for UCLA and he's at Golden State, so I don't know if he's from the Oakland area, but, since Golden State is in Oakland, whoever did it probably was closer to the family. I don't know a lot of details on the movie, but I am I'm almost, kind of leaning towards, I think that this movie is going to be okay. I haven't heard too much of complaining about from anybody, because you know what happened when the story Zoe Saldana played, what was her name?
Nina Simone, and I was always trying so hard to forget that, and you keep bringing it up.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, but you know how people do stories, or you had the white guy who was playing Michael Jackson, and you're like, come on, man. Like, that ain't even cool. So there has not been no reports of that. Some people who have gone to screenings of it already, and I actually have a couple of Facebook friends who actually went to screenings. They didn't say anything in particular about it. So it's kind of like one of those things where I'm thinking it must be okay. So I'm hopeful that it's going to be a good movie as well. So, if you get a chance to see it, it starts tomorrow in theaters nationwide. That would be the All Eyes on the Tupac story. Is that what it's called? Well, it's not the Tupac story.
Yeah.
It's just called All Eyes on Me.
All Eyes on Me, the Untold Story.
Oh, is that what it is? It's called the Untold Story of Tupac. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Tupac is really kind of a hard person to, wrap your head around. And if it's not somebody like Shock G or Jada Pinkett or somebody who actually was friends with him, I don't mean people who knew him at a certain period of time, but people who knew him throughout the whole, from the time he was young to older, I tend to not listen to stories that don't involve, your friends or family. So,
yeah.
Hopefully it's a good story.
Yeah.
I think it might be.
Absolutely.
All right. And, with Get Out being so successful, and I think we talked about this before, Jordan Peele said, if it wasn't for Straight Outta Compton and Selma, people wouldn't be investing in these movies that were black folk stories. So shout out to everybody who kicked it off and did such a good job with their stories that they're getting to tell really good stories about other people.
Yeah.
Unlike the Nina Simone, according to Kathleen. All right. My bad for bringing that up again. Why you gotta bring up old stuff? All right. All right. Oh, so I want to thank everyone for tuning in. You're listening to Esprit Net News with Kathleen. Hey, we have to check you again next week with more news, and we'll probably, well, I don't know if I'm going to see that All Eyes on Me, but if I check it out, we'll have to talk about that at some point.
Absolutely.
Kathleen, if you see it, let me know, and we'll definitely do a nice little segment on it.
You got it.
Okay. All right. So we'll see you again next week. Thanks for tuning in. Kathleen, ahala.
Obama out.
And peace.